This community update was brought to you by U Radio. It was not a quiet moment, but one filled with reflection, unity, and determination. At the Odena Circle at the Forks, thousands gathered on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, chanting "Every Child Matters," a call to acknowledge Canada's painful history while committing to a more just tomorrow.
To all the young Nietzsche's out there, grow your hair long, make your mind strong, make your spirit strong, make your body strong.
Premier Wapkinu addressed the crowd, noting that continued community presence and advocacy are what ultimately led to September 30th being recognized as a statutory day of remembrance. Change has happened, but advocates continue to impress upon the urgent needs of Indigenous communities, including housing and addiction services. The Mamawichi Ita Center is one such organization that aims to address these needs. Marion McKenzie is the program support manager at Mamawi.
We're considered the grandmother of the North End because of the work we've been doing. And we started doing this work because of inequities in our community, and you know, it began with the loss of a child while in the care of the child welfare system, and a group of advocates came together and said enough is enough. And so when they came together, they made a decision that they wanted to have a bigger voice and be leaders in change.
For 40 years, the Mamawi Center has strived to create that change. McKenzie stated that progress is being made, albeit slowly.
We believe that things are changing. They are just slow, but change does happen slowly. And if we want meaningful change to happen, we don't want to rush it either.
Decades ago, Indigenous voices were excluded. Today, those voices are no longer at the back of the room, said McKenzie, but are a part of the decision-making process.
And I believe that people are listening to us, that this is the best way to answer all the calls that are in those 94 calls to action, is to do those things with us as Indigenous people, and those of us that have those relationships, those trusted relationships with the communities that need to see action and need systems to change so that they can live good lives and healthy lives.
The Mamawichi Ita Center has identified housing, food security, and mental health as the most pressing challenges facing Indigenous communities. McKenzie emphasized that these are not merely social issues, but structural inequities rooted in colonization and perpetuated through modern systems.
I don't understand how we can be okay with this being such an epidemic for this many years, and seeing this to be something that seems to be getting worse before it's getting better. It's not to say that we don't have things happening to try and address it. We absolutely are. Many people are you know, on those front lines trying to address these issues, but it just takes a lot of people being at the table.
McKenzie reiterated the importance of collaboration and noted that for many Indigenous communities, culture plays a vital role in the healing process.
First and foremost, we always incorporate culture and connection, and reconnection to community and culture is always number one, because there's that loss of connection, especially being in an urban center. There's the loss of connection to community and loss of connection to culture. So we do everything we can to promote that.
As the crowds dispersed on September 30th across the province, the message was clear that reconciliation is not a single day, but a collective and ongoing journey. Those who are non-Indigenous should educate themselves about the history of residential schools, the 94 calls to action, and how to implement them. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.